Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Jaws. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal. We are back as Let's Talk Jaws starts to grow. Lots of episodes happening, exciting, our newest show. A deep dive, pun intended, into any and everything Jaws. I'm excited, Sal. How about you?
I'm very excited because I am in the wake of just watching Jaws yesterday.
First time ever, folks. No.
First time in my adult life, you know, because I saw it as a kid. I saw it as a baby, really. My parents took me as a baby to see Jaws, which I don't recommend, but they did that. So I saw it as a baby, and then growing up, I saw clips here and there, right? But I saw it yesterday in its entirety for the first time as an adult. I listened with headphones. You know what? It's a great listen. There's a lot of great...
And how great is the movie?
The movie's fantastic. Yes. I had a great time watching it. And so, yes, I'm excited to be here today to talk more about Jaws.
Well, it's not just Jaws today. We are talking about Narragansett beer.
Nice.
Crush it like Quint.
Yes.
And you might notice that I am sporting one Narragansett lager shirt
as if I
work, you know, I'm a brewmaster at Narragansett Beer, which is over in Providence, just a short drive away here in Rhode Island. So, Sal, I was wanting Narragansett Beer to be a sponsor of Let's Talk Jaws.
Yeah. And Jason, let me just pause you right there, because what would be the odds on a brand new podcast about Jaws becoming affiliated and building a friendship with Narragansett Beer? What would be the odds on that happening?
You mean like slim would be the answer?
Exactly.
It's very slim. So I tried to get a hold of them months ago when I had the idea for the show, and I was going through all of these submissions for a co-host. I mean, I was just inundated.
10,000 submissions.
I was just like, this is a full-time job in itself. And I was like, I'll just go with Sal. So he was most of the submissions. No, I was reaching out to them, nothing. It was crickets. And so you know what I did, Sal? You know what I did? I know you know what I did, but this is what I did. I made an audio commercial for Narragansett Beer, just like a spec commercial.
Very nice.
Emailed it to them so they could hear it and how serious we were, and also the website and everything. And then I heard back from them, and we've developed this partnership. So it pays to create something and put it out there and show you're passionate about what you're doing. And hey, now we have this wonderful merch. I have this great shirt.
It's a great shirt.
It's a great shirt.
I like the color too. Good color. Too bad you didn't have it for St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah. Now, what people don't know, they are affiliated with the movie Jaws because Narragansett Beer is in the movie Jaws. Quint drinks Narragansett Beer, also known as Gansett. And Narragansett, for those who don't know, is a town, you want to call it a town, city, real close to here. Now, the brewery's not there, but Narragansett's beautiful.
Wait, Jason, don't you call it a township?
Call it a township.
Yeah,
certain places call it that. That's what New Jersey calls a lot of places.
Yeah.
I think it's a town. I'm in Newport. Narragansett's right across the water. I've been there. Beautiful. But the brewery, maybe it started there, but now it's in Providence. It's a bigger city. It's the capital. Narragansett would take me 25 minutes to get to, but then 40 minutes to get to Providence. So very close. It is
the
smallest
state. Wait, have you been to the brewery?
No, I was so, when we started this conversation, I said, hey, I'll just come to the brewery. But what they
see you in 20 minutes.
I'll be right there. You got to go to the brewery. It's a strange brew. So they said, yes, we'd love to help out. We'd love to be a sponsor. We're going to send you some gear, pick some things out. So they have so much Jaws stuff, you know, Quint's on this. I mean, they have embraced Jaws, right? In the history.
Nice.
So
like
Narragansett Beer is a New England tradition for over 100 years. I believe they were formed in 1890. This is what you get on the East Coast, this ancient history. Crush it like Quint, of course. So Steven Spielberg was asking around to local fishermen on Martha's Vineyard, like, hey, what do you guys drink? What do you guys drink? And enough people said Narragansett Beer, and that's in the movie. So it's authentic.
I like that a lot. I really like that style, that Spielberg approach, because I like to believe that's something that I would do if I were in his position. Yeah, I would go talk to the locals. I want this to be authentic. I love that he did that. I like to think I would do that too.
And if Spielberg came up to them and asked that, this is what they did. They showed him a Narragansett beer. And it says,
wow.
Hi, neighbor.
Do we got to have our listeners click if they're not 21 or something like that?
Yeah. Do not listen to this episode. There's the ancient.
Cover your ears if you're not 21.
Original Narragansett beer, the lager. This is the hi, neighbor. Oh. This is like one of their catchphrases.
Very cool.
Quint doesn't say hi, neighbor. This was their own. So the reason I sent them a commercial, and I did a 1970, like a vintage 1970s spec commercial, because I went on their website. I highly recommend going there. So I'll tell them how to get there.
The website is narragansettbeer.com. And for the listeners, that's NARRAGANSETTBEER. Narragansettbeer.com.
And it's loaded with not just their beers, but their merch and the whole Jaws section. As we come up on the 50th anniversary, forget about it. I'm sure they're going to roll out a bunch of stuff. I mean, they've got skateboards that have Quint on it. They have so many things. They have stress cans like this beer, but it's a stress can, so we can be crushing it like Quint. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I want the skateboard.
It's cool. Skateboard, posters, shirts. We only got a few things. So anyway, the commercial, the reason I did a 1970s spec commercial is I went on their website and they have these old commercials from like the 70s and beyond.
Wow.
And I listened, I wrote the script down, and then I did a version to their script, but worked in Let's Talk Jaws. And
nice.
And even found my own little cool jingle, like dated jingle, and played it. And they're like, okay, these guys are for real. We're not just saying, nice, hey, help us out. We really want to build a bond because we want this show to grow, and they're not going anywhere. So, but
also, you're helping to make them further meta.
Yeah, we're further helping. So they sent us some gear. They sent it to me. I shipped it to you. Mm-hmm. Now, Sal Rodriguez has not opened his bag, his goodies. I'm only wearing the one shirt. We also have another shirt and a hoodie, but Sal's going to open this. It's a blind open.
It is. I have not opened this. That is the absolute truth. I do not know. I mean, prior to you showing me your yeah, wonderful shirt, I did not know what was in here. I was just saving it. It was sitting on my couch, and I'm saying, I'm going to open it live on the air.
So let's do it.
Let's do
it. And then we'll play the commercial after that.
Okay. So I'm going to do this to make sure I don't damage anything.
Yeah, be safe.
I'm gonna be.
It's my packing job.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna judge your packing job. I'll give you an eBay score.
Well, I went real tight. It's just a bunch of shirts.
Yeah, I could tell you. You know what? I could tell by the way you pack this that you're a packer. Like, yeah, you know how to pack tight.
Tight. Okay.
Oh,
what do we got?
This is cool.
Well, maybe take out the same shirt first.
It's like a care package.
We can start there with the green shirt.
I'm pulling out the green shirt. Pulling it out there.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay, nice. Oh, this is good quality.
Good quality.
Yeah, this is nice. Nice,
I think it's a
quality
Dickies
stuff. Yeah. Because you know why? You know, I've had my share of promotional items, and they're usually not great quality. They're throwing them out there, you know? This is really great stuff.
Hold
nice
the logo
and durable
up there.
Oh, I like this a lot. Okay, here it is. Wait a second. Oh, there's a t-shirt, too. Oh, boy. Okay, let's look at the green
shirt. Slow
down,
Hotshot.
There's the green shirt. Yes. Wait, what size did you get me? Large. Good, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to go a little more form-fitting nowadays.
Yeah, there you go. I got a medium, but I'm muscular but lean. And you're muscular.
I'm muscular but fat.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm fat but fit.
No, they would call you husky. And no, I'm just kidding.
I had husky tough skins from Sears when I was a kid. yeah, beautiful green
shirt.
Great
shirt, great shirt.
By the way, my eyes are hazel, so the green brings out the green in my eyes.
Oh, very
nice. And let's see this T-shirt.
Yeah,
it says Narragansett Lager Beer on the front, and that
look
is
at
cool
the back.
Okay, here's the front.
Okay, it says Narragansett Lager Beer. Yeah,
it's a black t-shirt. Yeah. Let me see what size again. You got the large too. Nice. Okay, so large black t-shirt, Narragansett on the front.
Now nice. Describe the back.
By the way, I love when a t-shirt has front and back.
Yeah.
A lot of t-shirts just have front. I love it when a t-shirt has front and back. So the front says Narragansett Lager Beer.
Yep.
And the back, oh, man.
Forget
look
about
at
it.
That.
Describe
look at
it,
that
please.
So cool. Oh, it's an image of Jaws. Nice. It's an image of Jaws approaching the surface, as we all know and love. There you go.
Yes.
And he's not trying to eat a beautiful
Chrissy
swimmer.
No.
But, yeah, not trying to eat Chrissy, but rather trying to grab a Narragansett lager beer as it floats on the surface of the water. So cool.
And there's a hashtag below.
There is? Oh, there is. Hashtag crush it like Quint.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. This is really cool.
Now, I've never really looked at this before. Now, look at the hashtag again, and there's a dirty word in there. There's a curse word in there.
Oh, the S word.
It's part of the Crush It Like Quinn. It's pretty funny. So, very cool. It says, hi, neighbor.
I and then there's one tags. More.
Well, there is one more item.
Oh, yeah. This is very cool. I almost feel like it's my birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. This is a gray sweatshirt.
A hoodie.
Hoodie. Ooh, yeah, this is nice, too. Yeah, all this stuff is really great quality.
Great quality.
And by the way, I love great quality. You know why? Because I'm not a young person. As you get older, you start to realize, hey, you know what? Good quality stuff, this is really great quality. And you know why I say it's great quality? You know how I know? Because the older you get in life, the more you can compare. Back in my day, you know? And let's face it, a lot of stuff nowadays is not made as well as it used to. This is good stuff. This is good
Very
stuff.
Very good. And what does it say?
Gray hoodie. Front says Narragansett Lager Beer on the front.
Yep, right. There it is. There it
that,
is.
That word lager makes me want to, like, the fact that it says lager makes me want to drink it more. I'm like, I got to try that. I got to try that. Yeah. It's not just a beer. It's a lager beer.
Are
I got
to
try it.
You? Let's hear it, Sal. Let's just hand this off to you, this beer.
Oh, yes.
Now, the problem is, we've talked about this on a previous episode, you can't buy this, Sal.
No, I'm
this
sad.
This beer... on the West Coast, apparently.
No,
apparently.
No, I went to the, you know, it has the little locator, you put in your zip code. No, I don't think within 100 miles of me. So, Jason, you have to illegally ship illegally
UPS,
ship beer to me.
UPS may be at your house today.
Yeah. No. What is it? The FTC shows up. Yeah, beautiful Narragansett lager sweatshirt. It's got a pocket in the front.
Yeah. Hey, throw that on to finish this episode.
I will. And that is a large. Thank you.
Hey, man, I try.
All right, I'm going to slip this on.
Yeah, it looks good, man. Ooh, it looks like it fits. Good.
It does. Nice. You know what? Because I've been working out. I've been working out.
Lean, mean fight machine.
Yeah, I feel a little bit of Rocky going on in this.
Crush it like Sal.
Gray sweatshirt. I can wear this sweatshirt while I have fun with my NECA Quint action figure.
And he has Narragansett beer knockoff.
I'm gonna take... just this portion out. I'm not going to take them all apart yet. On another episode, I'll do that.
That was a Quint action figure.
This is a Quint action figure by NECA. And check this out.
Little beers.
There we go.
There's
look
a few
at
of them.
No, those are extra hands.
There's a beer there.
Yeah, there's two. There's one crushed.
Yeah, and one
and
crushed.
And one non-crushed.
Now, they have the same image as Narragansett beer, but they don't say Narragansett beer, do they?
Well, unfortunately, there's always issues with licensing. That's why I'm so excited to be involved with Narragansett beer, because there's so many issues with licensing nowadays. Unfortunately, the beer cans in this Quint action figure do not say Narragansett, but rather say NECA gets it, because, you know, NECA makes the figure, so they say NECA gets it. It's a very cute...
Crush it like NECA.
Yeah, it's a very cute play on words. They had to do whatever they had to do. You know, because we've talked about this before when it comes to toys. Like, for example, they may make a Run-DMC action figures and they can't have the Adidas shoes.
Yeah.
Or, like, they make a Back to the Future and Marty McFly can't have the Nike swoosh. Yeah. So all those things go on in the world of toys. So, unfortunately, from afar, it looks like Narragansett, but says NECA gets it. But, hey, cute nonetheless.
My NECA gets it. Yeah, how do you do sing my Adidas without the Adidas? But I'm now going to play the vintage commercial I did. It's like literally 25 seconds.
Nice. I'm
but
looking forward
the
to
thing
it.
That opened the door to this relationship that I want to see prosper over time and grow bigger. Hey, I have a vision of us doing an episode or live episode sometimes at the brewery. You
I'm
never
big
know,
time excited by
you
this.
You never know.
I'm very excited to be involved with Narragansett beer, and I'm dying. I thirst.
You're dying for it. You're going to try it.
I need some beer on the West Coast.
Narragansett Lager Beer, the good beer for the good hours, presents the Let's Talk Jaws podcast. What could be better than great entertainment and Narragansett? For beer that's brewed good, aged good, and tastes good. So relax and spend this hour and every good hour with Gansett. I'm thirsty.
You know, Jason, I feel like after listening to that commercial, I feel compelled to drink Narragansett beer. I feel compelled to listen to Let's Talk Jaws. You know why? Because after listening to that commercial, I feel like I'd be doing it for America. I feel like I would be a true patriot if I drank Narragansett and listened to Let's Talk Jaws.
There you go. A lot of patriots over here on this side of the country. Yeah, Sal, I took that script from a pre-existing commercial, so that was me copying everything except for they said the word entertainment, and I inserted Let's Talk Jaws, because that's our entertainment.
Yep.
And I found the song, so that wasn't their song. And theirs were great and vintage, and I just thought it was a nice tip of the cap and doing something real classy. Like, they could use that. Yep. They could use that. Now, it says our show, but it was just like, okay, these guys are like, polished, they care, they get it. And then they checked out the website and said, we'd love to help, we'd love to be involved, send you some stuff. So hey, we're just beginning this relationship and we wanted to give a shout out for sure.
You know what, Jason, you did such a great job in that commercial. I feel like I want to take that commercial and run it up and down the liquor retailers,
there you go,
West Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing that commercial, and they can all rally together and get Narragansett to start distribution in at least in Southern California. How about that?
I love that. I love that. Well, I want to give a shout out to Brooke over there at Narragansett Beer, works in marketing. She's the one that I kept inundating with my emails and sending this to, and they relented and they sent it. It was like I was Andy Dufresne in Shawshank. I kept writing for the books for the library, and then finally I get tons and tons of books and records. And yeah, that was kind of the same thing here. But, you know, we're still on like episode 6. You know, what happens at episode 60? Some of our shows have crossed over 100 and, you know, coming up on 200 episodes just for that particular show. I'd love this show to be there, to be a real staple. And you never know, but we're already working with this legitimate company that's in the original, and it's definitely shined a big light on their brand. Come on. I mean, what a home run for them to be in Jaws. They have milked that thing forever, and I mean that in the right ways. So now we're hitching our ride to Narragansett Beer. Very meta, you know.
Jason, I'm so impressed by how generous Narragansett has been with us already. I can only imagine that by episode 50, you and I will be wearing like full body aluminum can costumes.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be a shark, land shark.
Yeah, we'll just have all the gear.
Yeah, everything.
Our backdrops will just be full of 12 packs. I'll take it.
So a lot of fun. Just wanted to come here and give a shout out. Also make that connection for anybody that didn't realize that Quint was crushing Narragansett Beer. Go back and watch the scene again. Listen to this commercial again. It's on the Just Curious Media website under
Do It For Your Country.
under services and voiceover. It may move, but yeah, a lot of fun. I've been doing more of these type of voiceover work, and it's just, you know, hey, if it's in you and you're passionate about it, it's going to come through, and it does open up doors. And Sal, anything else before we wrap up this great episode of Let's Talk Jaws?
No. Very excited to be here. Very excited to explore further. Thank you to the folks at Narragansett Beer for your generosity. I'm loving the merch. Mm-hmm. I'm loving the gear.
Yeah, looking good.
And I think I fit a size large pretty well, so thank you.
Yeah. And thank you, Steven Spielberg, for doing your research, doing some on-the-ground, you know, investigative work, and finding out that it was Narragansett beer that the locals drank and putting it in the movie. And thank you to Robert Shaw of your portrayal of Quint, because that was real crushing. He drank that beer down in like a few gulps, crushes it. There he is. There's our Quint. That's the, you know, Sal's version. That's a great-looking Quint, by the way.
It is. He looks really great.
So thank you, and we will be back with more episodes for sure. Da-da.